Hi there, and welcome to Inspiration Sounds, stories from the heart of the world. I'm your host, Butsamudra Knox. This is episode 2, and the first time we're using this new format to enable you to hear all the stories in one complete show. In this episode, you will hear from Sri Chinmoy's book of collected stories, Garden of the Soul. In it, he writes, "Inside each of us, there is a beautiful flower garden. This is the garden of the soul. With every lesson we learn from life, our soul garden grows and glows." And I was thinking this week of how important it is to really try and learn from the lessons of life and of how difficult this can be, which is where I feel these stories of Sri Chinmoy's play an important role. For as they unfold, it is as though we are seeing ourselves, that a part of our own reality is being reflected in them. And when we become the conscious observer, we can see things that in our ordinary everyday life we miss. And the notes struck ring pure inside. In due course, we can see in these stories our triumphs and our mistakes, our joys and our sorrows. And as it has become a shared experience, we feel that we are not alone. This leads us to our first story, about the sincerity of one man's promise to his good friend. You will also hear in our second story about how a wife illumines her husband's cruelty with her kind-hearted, inventive wisdom. And in the final story, entitled The Golden Swan, you will hear the sad but often true tale of how greed can destroy the wonderful potential of life. All the stories are dramatized by myself, Butsamudra Knox. I hope you enjoy them.
A Sincere Man's Promise. This is a true story about two friends. One day a young man said to his good friend, "I can see that someday you will become great and rich." His friend scoffed,
"How ridiculous! How will I become great and rich?"
The first friend said, "Yes, I can see it. It is written on your forehead." The second one said,
"All right, if I become great and rich, I will give you 10,000 rupees."
"Do you really mean it?" the first friend asked. "If so, then write it down." The second one wrote it down.
"I will give you 10,000 rupees if ever I become rich and great."
And he signed his name. The young man kept the note that his friend had written, but he never took his friend seriously. The agreement was made as a joke. Now it happened that in 10 or 12 years the one friend really did become rich and great, while the other unfortunately remained quite poor. By that time both friends had drifted apart and were leading their own lives. Even so, the poor friend continued to preserve the note, although he felt that since it was a joke, he would never receive the money. Quite unexpectedly, the poor man fell seriously ill. Just before he died, he called his son, who was only 7 years old, and said to him, "My son, please bring me the box that is near the window. Inside it there is something very precious that I have kept for you." The son was so sad that his father was dying that he did not want to bring the box. He felt that nothing could be more precious than his father's life, but the father insisted. So the son went and got the box. Then the father said, "When I die..." And immediately the little boy and his mother started crying. But the father continued, "After I die, you go to this man and show him what he has written." The wife and son looked at the paper and were surprised to learn that the rich man had promised to give his friend 10,000 rupees. But at that moment, they could think of nothing but their beloved who was about to leave them. Soon the man died. Their friendship had faded so much that the rich man, who was once the poor man's best friend, did not even come to see him before he left this world. But after 3 or 4 weeks' time, the son took the note to the rich man. The rich man had many servants, At first they didn't want to allow this little boy to bother their master. But finally, when they saw he was only an innocent child, they allowed him to come in. The boy gave the rich man the note. The rich man read it and asked, "Did I write this?" The boy said, "I do not know. Before he died, my father gave it to me to give to you." The son was near tears. The rich man summoned one of his secretaries and explained, "I promised this boy's father many years ago that I would give him 10,000 rupees if I became rich and great. I have been rich for 7 years. Please calculate how much interest I have to give him in addition to the 10,000 rupees. The secretary told him, "An additional 7,000 rupees, which makes it 17,000 altogether." The rich man immediately issued a check for 17,000 rupees and gave it to the little boy, saying, "Take this directly to your mother. Don't go anywhere else first." This is how one sincere man kept his promise. She lends money with wisdom. There was a very rich man who was extremely cruel and miserly. His wife was kind-hearted and affectionate and full of sympathy for everyone. No one liked the husband, but everyone liked the wife. However, she thought, "God gave me this bad husband, so what can I do? Nobody likes him, so at least I should." She was kind to him and served him day and night. A famine struck the region where they lived, and many villagers came to them for help. The wife gave money to everyone and showered them with affection and sympathy. Her husband did not mind her generosity, in spite of his miserliness. He said, "As long as I don't have to personally give, I'm satisfied." When she gave money to the people, they said, "We're only borrowing this money. We'll pay you back." She said, "No, no, you don't have to pay it back. It's a gift. Just take it." They refused, saying, "No, we'll repay you when the famine is over." She said, "If you really want to repay me, then give me the money the day my husband dies." Some people were shocked to hear her talk like this. Others thought that when her husband died, she would have many expenses for the funeral, and that was why she said this. One of their sons happened to be present when his mother made this odd statement. The son loved both parents dearly, but when he heard what she said, he was angry. He went to his father and told him, "Mother is asking people to repay the money she's giving them after your death." The father could not believe this. "How can she say this? She always gives money freely. So why is she now asking them to return the money? And why does it have to be after my death?" The husband went to the wife and asked her, "Tell me why you're asking people to return the money after I die." She said, "You don't understand. You see, people don't like you. They hate you. Everybody wants you to die today, but many people have taken lots of money from me, and by nature, people don't want to pay it back. From now on, instead of thinking of your death, they will pray to God to keep you alive so that they don't have to pay it back. I want you to live for many, many years. Who knows? One day you may also become very affectionate, kind-hearted, and sympathetic. I played a trick. I want them to pray to God every day that you live. This will make me happy. Who cares for the money? I want you to live for a very long time." The husband was extremely touched by his wife's wisdom and love for him, and he vowed to be more compassionate toward others. The Golden Swan. The Buddha told this story as something that took place in one of his previous incarnations. At that time, he was a simple man with a wife and three daughters. He was always kind to people and was dearly loved by his family. When he died and entered into the soul's world, he observed what was happening on earth. He was distressed to see that his family was poverty-stricken. So he returned to his family as a beautiful golden swan and said to his wife, "I've come back to you in this form. Once a month I'll come and leave one of my gold feathers for you to sell. In this way you will be able to meet with your expenses." So every month he came and left a golden feather. The wife was very happy, and the daughters were delighted when they saw their father. The swan would stay for a few minutes and then leave. One day, an idea entered the wife's mind. "My husband may not come regularly, or he may change his mind and stop coming, or he may grow old and die. The best thing is for me to catch him and strangle him the next time he comes, so that I can have all his feathers." The daughters were shocked. "How can you even think of this kind of thing, mother?" The wife said, "All right, I won't strangle him, but I will pluck all his feathers. If he can't fly any more, no harm. You will take care of your father." The daughters pleaded with their mother, "Please, please, we love him deeply. He's kind to us. He could have stayed in the soul's world, but he comes in the form of a swan to help. Look at his love for us." But the mother wouldn't listen. The next time the bird came, she caught him by the neck and plucked his feathers one by one. It was painful to the swan, and he cried and screamed pitifully, "What are you doing? I've been good to you!" When she finished, the bird was in pain and could not fly. Then all of a sudden the golden feathers turned into ordinary white feathers. The greedy wife was miserable and the daughters were smitten with grief. But what could they do? Their mother was so cruel. Then the mother went into her room and opened the box where she'd been keeping the gold feathers that she had accumulated. She knew there were enough gold feathers to meet her family's expenses for at least 6 months. But when she opened the box, she found that these feathers, too, had turned into ordinary white feathers. They were no longer gold. The three daughters fed the poor swan each day and showed him love and affection. The mother was helpless. "This happened because of my greed," she said to herself. The daughters said to her, "Look what you've done. Even if he hadn't come for 6 months or a year, we could have lived comfortably on the feathers that you had saved. Now father doesn't have golden feathers anymore." The father said, "This is our fate." Slowly and steadily the swan's feathers grew back again. But this time they were pure white, and finally the bird was able to fly away. The children were happy that he was free. Now he could be happy. The mother was miserable, not because the bird had gone away, but because her stupidity led her back to a life of poverty. Thank you for joining us on Inspiration Sounds. I do hope that you've enjoyed the show and that you have perhaps gleaned new insights into your life and those around you from these stories from the heart of the world. Join me next time.